Okay, part two of positive thinking and overcoming emotional stress. I want to talk about some of the ways we can overcome stress. In the previous podcast, I talked about how increasing our consciousness and our awareness, we start to, through that process of increasing our awareness, overcome, because we are aware of it, therefore we're not affected by it. Now, what I mean by this is we have positive and a negative, and it could be very different as far as our standard way of thinking. If we are stuck in the standard American paradigm way of thinking, we are the bodies of the life force. It's one way we can look at it. We are the bodies of the life force. Now, we can be the bodies of the life force and be filled with more things that promote longevity, like reishi mushroom and rhodiola saccar and all these different herbal substances and raw foods and vegetables that promote these benefits. And when we dwell within that, when we absorb that, we can start to shine that, we start to radiate that, we start to absorb that, we start to become more of what we're consuming. Now, when we start to think about things on an energetic level, everything's energy, everything is a shift and movement of energy, then we start to understand more about what it means to accept being the bodies of the life force. Because whether we accept it or not, the fact of the matter is, the actuality is that we are the bodies of the life force when we really meditate on it and start to understand it. If we do want to overcome stress, if we do want to let go of emotional baggage, if we do want to learn how to overcome it, and we can. Everybody can. Everyone has the right to. We just have to want to. We have to believe. We have to want to overcome and achieve. Now, thinking about stress and emotions, anything we may be going through on an energetic level, when we understand the actuality that we are, have a positive and a negative, everything we do matters, then we start to be more cautious of what we do. I know a lot of people say, well, what does it matter? I'm going to be negative. I'm going to just let this out. I'm going to be emotional. Who cares? How does it hurt me? Here's how it does. Whenever we snap, whenever we get angry, whenever we get mad, whenever we say we don't care, whenever we're insecure, we place that in our memory. We place that in our, we can place it in our heart, which we really don't want to. We place it in our body. We can pin it up in our liver, whatever area of the body that you're prone to containing this negativity, whether it's any type of negativity that you've gone through mentally, or if it's in the past, you make it more difficult on yourself if you are holding on to something that happened negative. The point is, everything that happens negative, from minute to minute, second to second, we want to face it, be honest about it. We want to let it go. We want to learn from it. Now, if we don't, we say, oh, who cares? This happened in a day. That happened in a day. This happened that time. But don't face it. Run from it. Avoid it. The more negativity we placed on that negative situation, the more we give into that, the more we give that other person power, the more we feed into that other person's psychological manipulation, then we start to become more of that. Because the brain records it. This is the whole process of the mind. We start to memorize it. We start to become more of it. Once we start realizing, hey, I don't want to do that. I want to let it go. I want to call it for what it is. I want to learn from the situation. We start to heal. We start to overcome. Already it doesn't defeat us. We're not giving that person power. We're not giving into that negative situation. We're starting to overcome it. We're starting to see it. We're starting to become more aware of it. Awareness, consciousness. Now, when we stay in this state, that's what the gurus call a meditative state. It's a meditative mind, not an emotional, quick judgmental reaction state. When we just are not going within, when we're just reacting, not thinking, not being more cautious, not really being still, not really being observant, then we are just like a puppet. We're bouncing around emotion to emotion. This keeps perpetuating more stress, more and more stress. If we won't, the more we face things, the less stress we have. The more we face every situation, the more inner power we have. This is a very master key. It's a master key to overcoming emotional stress, overcoming mental exhaustion, overcoming any type of stress that you may be having. When we start to face it, the reason why I say face it, meaning to go into it, to talk about it, to see the truth and the false of it, not just dwelling in a matter of opinion or what you think, but really going into how we think about it, then we do not let the situation or the stressful moment defeat us. We start to think, what can I do to overcome it? What can I do to counteract? What can I do to get myself out of this situation from a person that's being in a negative state? Just because someone that you may not know is in a negative state doesn't mean that they're a negative person, an evil person, 100%. We all are in different levels. We're all on different states. When we leave the house, we go outside, everyone's on a different level. Everyone's on a different plane at the time until we share a connection. And we feel great when we share a connection. This is what most of us live for. This is what most of us are searching for, is a connection. Now, if we have a connection with someone, a relationship with someone, that is not to really block someone else out. We don't want to escape and be lost in our own world, which many people are. I found someone now, and now I want to close everybody else out. And we do that. If we get more narcissistic, if we do get more selfish, then we start to embody more negativity, embody more stress. Stress is negativity, a negative feeling, something that you're not honest about. If you're hiding, escaping from, then therefore you are running. You're not facing, you're not growing, you're not getting stronger. You're actually getting weaker the more you run. The more we face things, the more we're in a meditative state, the more we share connections with each other, the more we can overcome negative baggage. Now, it is very hard. I know it is very stressful, but the more we do it, the more the positive outweighs the negative, the more we start to feel more better. We still, that's what the yogis say, I feel more enlightened. Then we are positive on a higher degree, on a higher consciousness, and it's beautiful. It is radiant. This is overcoming emotional stress, starting to think positive, starting to change every area of our life, slowly, in moderation, but very, very beneficial. When we truly want to do that, when we truly want to change, then we start to grow. And it's growing. It's not that I've achieved, because we're always growing. There's always something to learn. But we start to get stronger because we are facing trials and tribulations. We're facing the hardship. We're thinking how to overcome it. We're not letting people's downfall defeat us. Stay tuned for a third part of how to overcome emotional stress. Positive thinking. Thank you.